expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, we have a woman by the name of Fannie Willis. We're going to discuss her for a little bit. I don't really want to, but I think that it's important. So, she has been having an affair with an individual who she appointed to prosecute Donald Trump, with a gentleman by the name of Nathan Wade. And in Georgia, there are some of the good citizens of Georgia who are calling for the arrest of Fannie Willis. They're thinking she should be prosecuted. Now she's calling for the arrest. So they're calling for the arrest of this district attorney, which is prosecuting Donald Trump, Nathan Wade. Wade and Willis, too much Fannie, Mr. Wade. Fannie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis allegedly benefited financially from a relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, private attorney hired to prosecute Trump in Atlanta. Allegations came in filing by Michael Roman, Trump campaign staffer, who is among 18 people charged with election interference. In August of last year, Roman seeking to have an indictment against him dismissed and for Willis, Wade, and the DA's office to be disqualified from prosecuting the case. Dang it. And the pair have been engaged in an improper clandestine personal relationship during the pendency of the case. They've been profiting significantly from this prosecution at the expense of taxpayers. You know, he used to call back in the early 80s, Ronald Reagan was called the Teflon president. No. Donald Trump is the Teflon president. Those who attack him, misfortune happens to them. The biggest recipient of the wrath of Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. She was bounced from politics forever. Bill and Hillary both. It just seems like those who come after Donald Trump, they end up getting caught in the trap, in the pit, in the snare that they are setting for Donald Trump. They get caught in their own snare, trap. According to the filing, Wade was paid $654,000 in legal fees since January 2022. The filing alleges Wade and Willis taken several trips together in the time that the special prosecutor was being paid by the DA's office. Trips to Napa Valley, Florida, reportedly on cruises to the Caribbean, paid for by Wade. And I read that these were just business outings. I doubt it. There is no concrete evidence of a romantic relationship between Willis and Wade, and the trips they took allegedly were to work together. Spokeswoman for Willis told the Journal Constitution that the district attorney's office would respond to the allegations through appropriate court filings. In other words, they're going to hush, hush, and hopefully the people will forget. Arrest Fannie Willis, posted on X or SpaceX. It's abhorrent that Willis, it's corrupt that she and her Democrat ilk accuse Trump of every day, and then they are criminals themselves. That's just to begin with. Then there was an Obama judge who has dismissed a lawsuit seeking to remove Trump from the ballot in Nevada. Those who try to set traps for Trump, they end up in their own trap, in their own snare. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, it leaves my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. so happy together.
Whoopsie daisy, caught in a relationship. Yes, Mr. Nathan Wade and Fanny Willis. So happy together. And now that they're exposed and everything is, their dirty laundry is being aired, we're going to see they probably won't talk to each other. Too much media. Kind of like Kamala Harris and the mayor of San Francisco. So happy together. Together. Okay, now, so this Obama judge dismisses the lawsuit seeking to remove Trump from the ballot in Nevada. The Teflon Don, the Teflon Donald Trump. Federal lawsuit aiming to disqualify former President Donald Trump from 2024 ballot in Nevada, dismissed on Monday by a judge appointed by Barack Obama. Suit brought in part is part of a broader legal effort challenging Trump's eligibility in several states, rejected due to the plaintiff's lack of standing. Plaintiff, a so-called shill Republican, narcissist, probably MK Ultra individual, presidential hopeful, tax consultant, has unsuccessfully run for several political offices. John Anthony Castro. Remember this guy's name. He's argued that Trump is barred from holding office under the 14th Amendment's prohibition against insurrectionists. He filed challenges in 27 states regarding Trump's eligibility on the ballot under the 14th Amendment over the years, including a case with the Supreme Court. However, the four-page ruling by Judge Gloria Navarro did not address these claims. Instead, Judge Navarro focused on Castro's inability to demonstrate a direct personal injury from Trump's candidacy, writing, quote, in rejecting his political competitor standing argument, courts have found that Castro improperly manufactured his standing merely to file this lawsuit. So, Navarro dropped it. Now, let's talk about this individual. Man seeking to disqualify Trump from the 2024 ballot. This is the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft. In at least 27 states, he was arrested for filing 17 false tax documents to the IRS. Risks 9 years in federal prison on 33 felony counts. Okay. So, Mr. Anthony Castro, a Texas man known for his legal efforts to challenge a former President Donald Trump's eligibility. He has operated a virtual tax preparation business that deceitfully inflated tax refunds for clients. Castro was a proprietor of Castro & Company LLC, digital tax preparation firm with establishments in Orlando, Mansfield, and Washington, D.C. Evidence of Castro's fraudulent activity surfaced when an officer in 2018, who had previously been quoted a $373 refund on a reputable tax preparer, by a reputable tax preparer was promised $6,007 refund by Castro. So, the tax form filed by Castro contained nearly $30,000 in fraudulent claim reductions. So, the Teflon Don, they come after Trump, they set traps, then they are caught in their own trap. They are snared. And this young man, there is something wrong with him psychologically. He knows where the money is. It's not in tax preparation. He knows that the money is in being a politician. That's where the money is. So, okay, then we're going to jump quickly to with let's see if I can get back to it quickly. In Russia, President Putin, he went to far eastern Russia, just almost on the Alaskan border, and he was stating that Russia has become the largest economy in Europe. We've overtaken Germany, ranked fifth in the world. Russians regularly receive threats from the West. This doesn't scare us. The West should think about themselves, what they will eat tomorrow, what they will wear. They all have a ton of problems that are incompatible with our problems. The leading economies of Europe are going through difficult times. We are growing, and they are in decline. As it turns out, they are more dependent on us than we are dependent on them. In Ukraine will, with the help of the CIA, with the military of the United States of America, there will be a victory here and there. Like they say, a blind squirrel finds a nut occasionally. Well, they will have a victory, and what follows that victory is hell itself. Russia will retaliate from a distance with long-range missiles, and the propaganda media is stating that Ukraine is beginning to gain momentum in this conflict with Russia. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. In the time we're in presently, winter, no army, to my knowledge, in the world is better equipped for fighting war or for being in the battlefield in the winter in harsh conditions like Russia. I was reading a little article the other day. You know, there are people that will buy these shoes, boots, that have sheepskin, and they think those are the warmest footwear. There was a Russian general who told an individual who came into his, I don't know where they were, but the Russian general looked at the man and said, "Hey, those sheepskin boots, they're really not fit for the conditions that we're in. They hold moisture. We use leather soles on our boots, on our shoes, our winter gear, leather soles with felt. F-E-L-T. And the felt doesn't absorb moisture. And your boots are really basically going to give you trouble. You see, Russia, they live in a pretty severe, the climate is, in the wintertime, is unbearable. So they know what works. Don't listen to the propaganda by the Hamas News Network affiliates, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, all of them, CNN, because they know Russia is mopping up, this war in Ukraine can't continue. The only way it can continue is for the mercenaries. They're bailing because the mercenaries realize they're being paid to win a war. And they're leaving because they know that no matter how much they get paid, you can't defeat Russia. They're leaving. They're going to begin the women, I think it was 30,000 women, are going to be conscripted for fighting on the front lines. The young men have left. They've gone to other nations. I was in a store here 2 weeks ago, and here's a young Russian or a young Ukrainian. He was able to get into the United States. He doesn't even speak English. He had to use a little cell phone to translate to buy a pocket knife. These people, these young people in Ukraine that have money, their parents have money, these families have given these kids passports to get them out of Ukraine. The old men, they're the ones going to the battlefields, along with some of the Nazi soldiers that are just hell-bent on dying. And also, now they're going to start sending women to the front line. This war in Ukraine, Russia, month by month, their industry is at full capacity. They have no problem with fuel. They have plenty of materials. They are fully engaged. And the United States will send all of the soldiers in NATO to die trying to win this war with Russia. And they still won't win. There's not going to be exchange of nukes across the borders. I'm going to tell you why. Well, at least not right now. Maybe out a little ways, but not presently. There might be some kind of nuclear exchange over the nation of Russia to knock out whatever. But Russia's going to survive. The people of Russia are going to continue into the future. The Russian army, again, will be destroyed when Russia, with other nations, move south toward Israel, into the Middle East. And the United States now, we are on full speed ahead to begin occupation of the Middle East. And thank you, Houthi terrorists. You have just open Pandora's box. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
In the in Ukraine, the U.S. is presently concerned about a rift, concerned about the relationship with Vladimir Zelensky and his commander-in-chief, and the gentleman's name is Valery Zelensky. And this is hampering Kiev's efforts in this battle, in this war. And Vladimir Zelensky is doomed to be ousted this year, having antagonized all of the domestic and foreign allies. Mr. I need more money. I need more money. I need more arms. I need help. We're running out of bullets. So there is conflict there in Ukraine, and this is something that the U.S. really doesn't want to have to deal with. But he is in a conflict with this what is his name? Valery Zelensky. And there is a gentleman by the name of President is a traitor to the nation, Viktor Medvedchuk. Now, I don't know who this guy is. He's the leader of the opposition platform. That's who he is. The For Life Party, which the Zelensky government banned for allegedly being pro-Russian. Medvedchuk was arrested and forced out of Ukraine in a prisoner exchange with Moscow. So this was published Wednesday, yesterday. He blasted the Ukrainian president, branding him an unfunny parody of a dictator. Quote, Zelensky has antagonized everyone he could, big businessmen who he blacklisted as traitors and oligarchs, professional Nazis who see his cowardice, the military who sees his incompetence, last but not least, the people who see his indifference and cruelty. Ukraine is in a deep, end of quote. Ukraine is in a deep crisis that is bound to lead to national disaster once Russian funding for the proxy war against Russia is reduced. And that war is going to continue, that funding is going to continue to be reduced because of the war in Gaza. Zelensky realizes that his war is second class war now. The war that everyone is observing, will continue to observe, is what's happening in the Gaza Strip. The fear of Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, the Houthis, all of the Islamist terror groups, the fear is that Israel is not going to be able, it will be able, Israel will, has the ability to be successful no matter what is thrown at the nation as far as attacks coming from the north, from the east, from the south, no matter what. The nations, the Arab nations, the leaders in Saudi Arabia, all that whole region, they realize the effectiveness of the IDF. They are unstoppable. Even these nations that are screaming this is a genocide, they realize the genocide that they're speaking of is the attempted genocide of the Israeli people, of the Jewish people in Israel. And their Hamas News Network propaganda machine is ineffective. It's ineffective. People are beginning to see the truth about how Hamas, the tunnels are under strategic locations in Gaza, under the mosques, schools, hospitals, main business centers, hotels, underneath these camps, refugee camps. The tide is turning in Gaza. The Palestinian people, where there was the Israelis were able to put together a survey of the Arab people in Gaza, asking them if they feel that Israel is Israel, the terrorist, or is the Hamas the terrorists? Hamas is the terrorists. The Gazans are saying that because of Hamas, they are suffering unimaginable hurt, hardship, because of Hamas. It's not because of Israel. Hamas is the reason for them losing their homes, deaths of loved ones. Loved ones are in recovery due to injuries because Hamas won't let them leave the vicinity. Hamas, they live in their apartments as shelter. They take what they want. All of the humanitarian aid that comes in to the area by the truckload, it doesn't reach the people that need the aid. It is rifled. They rifled through everything coming in on these trucks. Who's they? Hamas terrorists. They're the first ones, when the doors open, they're the first ones to get whatever is inside these trucks. It goes to them. Firstly, what is left goes to the Gazan, the individuals in having the hardest time in their lives. Hamas is the culprit, not Israel. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
So the Houthis have opened a Pandora's box. I want to get back to that point. They have opened the door and allowed the United States and the unipolar world militaries to have access to the Red Sea, to the Persian Gulf, to allow these nations, to open the door so that we, our military, we can be set. We are going to be able to set up supply facilities for everything needed for the coming war in the Middle East. Our main control center is in Iraq. And we have our U.S. embassy there. That embassy is the control center overseeing everything, or overseeing military operations in the region. When we built that embassy back 2005, it was, I think, already under construction. The purpose was to be set to for the war in Afghanistan, to watch what Russia is doing to the north, China to the east, the Arab nations in the vicinity. That is our main military control center in that area. And from that control bunker, and I think the walls, concrete walls, are 6 to 8 foot thick. It is a military, and the thing is, on the surface, you have basically what you would see as main operations, but what's underground is what is not being talked about. How many talk about underground tunnels, underground conference areas? Everybody, the military, always goes underground, below the surface of the earth. Then from there, right now, we are sending, I don't know, millions of metric tons of steel to the Middle East, or to the war zone, to the conflict area. I'm talking about ships, aircraft. We're getting set for the coming occupation of the Middle East. And did the U.S. plan this? Well, they probably thought about it, but they don't know how to trigger, how to light that fuse. They are following the script of the scriptures of the Bible. And America must be positioned in the Middle East in the last 7.5 years of the final years before Christ's return. America must be positioned in the Middle East. America is no longer, or the families that rule America are no longer really concerned about the United States of America anymore. There's too much resistance. It's too difficult to try to... It's like America's like Afghanistan. You can't control the Afghanis. You couldn't control them. And you're not going to be able to control the people of this country. Initially, the government will attempt to control the conservative factor. But then, after the conservative element has been dealt with, this country has another element that is more vile, more evil, wicked, that cannot be controlled. It is the Bolsheviks, the Democrat, Communist, Fascist, Socialist Bolsheviks, who once the conservatives / patriots are eliminated, they will become the problem. And the government has only one solution for that problem: total annihilation. Kind of the same principle of Adolf Hitler. Eventually, Hitler had to deal with the equivalent to the LGBT crowd in Germany, to everyone that was giving the government problems, the gypsies. All the Christians will be dealt with in the middle of a 7-year period of time called the tribulation. But then, what's going to happen when the people that live in this country that receive the mark of the beast, do you think Antichrist is going to be able to control these people? Uh-uh. Eventually, he'll have to destroy them too. We're living in a strange world, a world that is mad, insane, unredeemable. There are those who will be redeemed, but then there are the true unredeemables.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
There's a spell that has been put, sent out over this country. It's affected the minds of the American people. And it's in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 25. There would be a spell, basically. That's the only way I can phrase it in our terminology. A spell that would be put over the minds of the people internationally. And the spell is really deception. And there's the only cure for the spell is truth. But the spell is so powerful, people can't imagine that thoughts that would be presented could actually come to pass. I'm going to present one thought that people cannot believe, don't want to believe, refuse to believe. It's impossible. Barry Satoru, his Christian name, Barack H. Obama, his Muslim name, will soon return to power and be the final president of the United States of America. It's unimaginable, uncomprehendable, crazy, bizarre. We're going to see. It's already begun. It's in the paper every day. Or not the paper, but on especially the Hamas News Network affiliates, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, the love for Barry. It is overwhelming because there is a spell that has been put over the minds of the people in this country. These two individuals who have deceived the American people continue to deceive the American people. These two men that at one time for 8 years occupied the White House and people refuse to entertain the thought that these two men are actually gay lovers. People can't and don't want to admit it. But it only makes sense because in the Bible, it talks about the individual that the whole world is waiting and looking for, not Jesus Christ, the coming Antichrist, is gay. And the Holy Spirit won't open his scriptures and introduce revelation until the right time. Well, it says in the book of Daniel that this coming man, this man of sin, which Paul talks about, presents him as a man of sin, son of perdition. Daniel says he has no desire for the whatever women offer. No desire. Because he prefers men. Well, that's bizarre. Join me tomorrow. Let's visit again. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Let's visit tomorrow.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.